The defense forces of Ukraine have defeated one-fifth of the units of Russian troops involved in the war, Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of Ukraine Valery Zaluzhny said during a phone conversation with Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the United States, General Mark Milley. The enemy is suffering significant losses, primarily in manpower. One-fifth of Russian Armed Forces units involved in hostilities in Ukraine have been destroyed. Hostilities are taking place along 1,300 kilometers of the front line, noted. The commander-in-chief stressed that Ukraine is in dire need of artillery fire reinforcement, addressing this issue to international partners once again. Meanwhile, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky in his daily address noted that the struggle in the south of the country gave good news about the destruction of the forces and means of the Russian army. We do not lose a single day, we reduce the potential of the occupiers, the head of state said. He also noted that fierce fighting continued in Donbass. The hottest points of the front in this direction remain unchanged: Avdiivka, Marinka, Pisky, Bakhmut, and the entire relevant area. Russia sent there a simply colossal amount of its military resources, artillery, equipment, people. All our defenders there are simply heroes, Zelensky emphasized. According to the president, Ukrainian defense is strong in Kharkiv region, and the invaders' attempts to attack all the time fail. According to the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, the total combat losses of the enemy between the 24th of February and the 14th of August approximately amounted to about 43,550 persons, 1,864 tanks, 4,126 armored fighting vehicles, 980 artillery systems, 261 multiple launch rocket systems, 136 anti-aircraft warfare systems, 233 aircraft, 194 helicopters, 3,039 motor vehicles and fuel tanks, 15 warships, boats, 784 unmanned aerial vehicles, 91 special equipment units, 187 enemy cruise missiles. Russian enemy suffered the greatest losses in the Donetsk direction. Bohdan Marushiak,